How old is too old for a woman to get pregnant and have a child? A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association concludes that there's no medical reason for postmenopausal women to be prevented from getting pregnant using donated eggs. The study followed 42 postmenopausal women who delivered babies. Dr. Richard Paulson was the chief researcher.
The essential findings of the study was that the outcomes were good, and even though there was an increase in the rate of complication, that those complications were not prohibitive. And our conclusion, therefore, was that women over the age of 50 need not be excluded from pursuing pregnancy on the basis of age alone.
All right. Now, how old could a woman be?
Well, most of the women in the study are between 50 and 55. We did have our one outlier of the 63-year-old patient that delivered about 5 years ago, and we included her in the series.
So it can go all the way up into your 60s, you're saying?
Well, technically, yes. That is not the conclusion of the study. We have previously shown that the uterus maintains its receptivity to implantation probably into the 60s, but I'm not sure that that's such a good idea as far as the health of the mother is concerned.
Now, we should make it clear so our listeners don't get the wrong idea.
Yes.
That we are talking about donated eggs. Pregnancy, postmenopausal pregnancy is not possible with a woman's own eggs.
Yes. In fact, we talk about the fact that women have not one biological clock, but two, and that, in fact, the biological clock for the eggs and the ovaries runs out relatively early, really in a woman's early 40s or mid-40s, whereas the biological clock for the uterus and so on continues to function, and that is why it's possible to have a baby after the age of 50, but you're absolutely right. These are all pregnancies with donor eggs.
Let's talk about some of the complications that you mentioned. There's a higher rate of preeclampsia and diabetes. How much higher are the rates in a woman, postmenopausal woman in pregnancy?
Yeah, let's talk about diabetes first, and we'll dispense with that. In our series, we had a 20% rate of gestational diabetes, and that's not so horrible. About 10% of women at the age of 40 would be expected to have diabetes, and you can find other groups of younger women, particularly then, let's say, obese women in their 30s, who would have at least a 20% rate of gestational diabetes. And the vast majority of the women in our study merely required diet control. They did not require insulin. So that was not a major problem. The more worrisome complication was high blood pressure that's associated with pregnancy. It's called preeclampsia, and it had a 35% incidence in our study. That's somewhere between 3 and 5 times as high as what you would expect in women who are younger.
I want to ask you about some ethical issues here, because
sure.
the American Society for Reproductive Medicine's Ethics Committee says that using egg donation in postmenopausal women should be discouraged. Obviously, you wouldn't agree with that.
Well, that was a very unfortunate turn of phrase, and I would point out that that ethics opinion is about 6 years old now. And nobody is really opposed to us doing egg donation to women over the age of 40. And yet, 12 years ago, when we published our first series of egg donation to women over the age of 40, there was quite an outcry because women at the age of 40, 10 years ago, were thought to be too old to have children. So we've come a long way, and we've pushed it now to 50, and there happens to be sort of this emotional feeling that women after 50 perhaps ought not be mothers. But think of it this way. Men over the age of 50 have been able to reproduce for millennia, and there's no reproach. There's no difficulty. I think our technology levels the field somewhat for women.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Richard Paulson is chief of the Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility at the University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine in Los Angeles.